Yeah, carbon copy of Saturday, unfortunately. So we were poor again first half, as we were on Saturday today. But the lads have just given us another really good reaction. So we take into consideration the factor of a little bit of fatigue, maybe the journey down, lads at work. Obviously, Goole have the same without the journey. But I thought they give us some real problems first half. Fair play to Goole, you know. They came with a positive mindset. They left two up top. I thought the wide left player was very, very good, very positive, gave us a few problems. So, yeah, we had a bit to contend with, especially first half today. But once we got together at half-time and had a few words, I think there was only one team in it second half, really.
To be fair to the players, though, the service wasn't the easiest. Do you think it took the players possibly a little time to adjust to the conditions?
I can't use that as an excuse because we've just played on a pitch on Saturday, equally as bad, if not worse. Didn't manage the conditions well first half, but managed a better second half, and then we've come back and made the same mistakes again today. So no excuses about the pitch. We come out before the game, we have a look at it, we know it's going to be a little bit bobbly, we know it's not conducive to our style of football, we know we're going to have to adapt, and we didn't do that first half today. Second half, I thought we changed the shape a little bit, but I just thought the general intensity of the lads was much, much better.
And Lee Mason was certainly our focal point up front, scoring another two goals.
Lee's been magnificent the last few weeks, so we're delighted with him. He's just his general play, his general intensity, his general awareness and quality has been brilliant the last few games. So, yeah, we're delighted with Lee, delighted he's scoring goals as well. There's nothing better than a forward who's scoring goals because that keeps their confidence right sky high. So, delighted, yeah.
And I suppose he's going to give you and Lee something of a selection headache once Gavin Cogdon and Cal Finnegan are able to return.
Quite possibly, but they're the sort of headaches we want.
Exactly.
We don't want a team that kind of picks itself. We don't want that. Although, you know, you see teams like Leicester City winning the league with generally the same 11. We want headaches all the time with people who are promoting themselves, doing well. We're questioning each other. You know, we should be having conversations about, well, I think he's doing well, Lee thinks he's doing well, who we're going to play, this, that and the other. So we don't want those easy decisions. And like you say, when Gav comes back, when Carl comes back, Matty Patterson should be back soon. Yeah, well, hopefully we will have a few selection headaches.
And a special word, I suppose, for Dan Lowther, scoring the third coming on.
Well, Dan's now played in three parts of games now for the first team and scored three goals. So, yeah, you know, he's another one of the academy lads who's got a really bright future in the game. You know, we see it every day in training. When Dan generally gets in front of goal, he's prolific. He's really, really tidy in front of goal. We have to work out now how to get Dan into goal-scoring opportunities more and more because, like I say, when he is there, he's a very good finisher.
Now, one player not on the team sheet this evening, of course, was Julio Arce. Was there any particular reason for that?
Yeah, just a slight injury. So hopefully, again, Andy will see Julio maybe Thursday. I'm not too sure if he'll play any part of Thursday. And hopefully we can patch him up ahead of Saturday's game.
And you mentioned Thursday. That's the Intergrow Cup semi-final against Colville Town. Now, I think up to this stage, you have used quite a few of the academy players. Are you tempted possibly to put out more of your first team squad for that game?
No. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Basically, who needs game time? So Alex Nicholson's come back from an injury. He's been on the bench the last couple of games. Alex needs a bit of game time. You know, there's people like Luke Sullivan, Graham Armstrong, Gav Cogdon, Carl Finnegan, Matty Patterson. I don't think Barry will be ready at all. So there's people who need game time out the first team regulars, but that'll be complemented with a few of the young lads from the academy in the squad as well.
And I suppose it just shows how deep your squad actually is when you come to think that you've got all these players coming back from injury.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, as you know, a league is never won or promotions are never gained by 11 people. It's got to be a squad game. Everybody has to play the part when called upon. We're blessed with kind of lots and lots of talent throughout the squad and we utilise it, and there's a reason we're top of the league at the moment, and hopefully that'll be the same at the end of the season.
Well, promotion hasn't been gained or won just yet, but you've taken another big stride tonight. Both Scarborough and Hyde, I believe, also won. So you've still got that healthy 4-point lead at the top of the table.
With a game in hand. So if we can convert that game in hand, that's going to be a big points total to overhaul for them with only a few games to go. But we think possibly the game at Colwyn Bay at home might be good enough for promotion, possibly, because of the third place spot going available throughout the six leagues. So hopefully we get the job done Saturday. If we don't get it done Saturday, then we'll obviously look at Tuesday again at home. So we've now got three home games coming up, and we're looking forward to getting back to Mariners.